Score for crossing an open field. Notice your partner's lap has been the same shape for some time and ask if she'd like it tight or open. Wait for her response. Bend over and pick up her leg from the mid-calf. Place her ankle over her opposite thigh. Adjust as directed. Winnie asked, when are you going to stop making work about your own condition? I should start making work about my own condition. What would it be to start making work about our own conditions? What would it be to start making work about our own conditions instead of what I think we really do, which is work with and through our conditions about something else? The conditional, which could be how we could understand representation or conditioning. The condition of the condition we're in, and all that conditions this ground from which figure emerges. What is the still life? How does it persist in vain, in all its vanity, with nothing to show for itself and everything to hold through each other?
What is the capacity of debility in relation to labor power? You help me think about this as a question for aesthetics, a sculptural question in as much as it is a political one. Because it is an arrangement, compositional, constitutive of being stuck in the middle with you as one of us. Here, management encounters forms of what we will call planning that resist its every effort to impose a compulsion of scarcity through seizing the means of social reproduction. In the undercommons of the social reproductive realm, the means, which is to say the planners, are still part of the plan. And the plan is to invent the means in a common experiment launched from any kitchen, any back porch, any basement, any hall, any park bench, any improvised party every night. This ongoing experiment with the informal, carried out by and on the means of social reproduction, as the to come of the forms of life, is what we mean by planning.
Is what we mean by planning just a blocking on the run? Where in this occultation do we exclude even our own conditions? Are we too much? Are we also not enough? Are we simultaneously spilt and split, poured out on the floor, the bed, the wall, to the window, to the wall, all those perpendiculars, spread out in convulsion, convolution, at once involuted and twice differentiated, once bitten, twice shy, and still running in place, falling through space, spreading out thick for thin goods, in the storehouse of where sharing is our greatest weapon.
One of the things I wanted to show through talking is all the things we already are doing in the same way that ecologists ask us to know that ecological catastrophe has already happened. It's time to shelter in place with what's already going down. A calypso beat within the apocalypse. Life given life's uneven relationship to violence and to death. At stake here is the long entanglement of dependency and labor, an antagonism we must confront. But a distinction must be made between the constitutive dependency of capital, as nothing other than the expropriation of labor, and the dependency of everyone, including people needing substantial care. We go on caring for each other. We question the valorization of exchange and reciprocity as a conceptual framework, because imagining these gestures as exchange may attempt to cancel out, to make up for the antagonism that our love confronts us with. In the company of death, and as we always are, in the company of everyone not dead yet. The lifting and crossing or uncrossing of legs, the drawing of kisses or kissing, kidneys, bladders, opens, openings, and armatures of all kinds. Can the banality of care, its constant rehearsals and routine demands on buttons, joints, and coordinated movements, produce and sustain intimacy without becoming fixed? Can the intimate actions and bodily movement of care work coordinate themselves in terms of the event, simultaneously static and dynamic? Is this the same with toweling hair, or pulling elastic pants on, or rounding my back? Those are not preparatory actions for sex in the way that taking off clothes is, yet they ask something of sex. I'm not interested in thinking that utility is less than intimacy. There is such a relief for me in utility that is another kind of intimacy.
We in the midst of care wonder how needing help with daily activities mandates a physical closeness that complicates the utility of actions and gestures most often associated with intimacy. There are many times with lovers where the takings off and buttonings down are also completely utilitarian, but the enjoyment, the use of their utility, is subordinated to and aestheticized by imagined sexual ends, endless sexual means. But with you, my desire stays in the acts of uncoordination themselves.
Can debility be loved? Not managed, accommodated, or altered and rehabilitated, tested, or abused? Can debility be loved? Can debility represent and be representative of conditions other than crisis, failure, and collapse? Debility is a collapsing of something on something else, or something in on itself, after stress, after sex, and that collapsing is the generative conditions of, can I love it in myself and others? And not in the love of pride or acceptance, but deeper and bigger about life and death, life at its deathliest, the sub, the bottom, and the I've fallen and I can't get up. What is the debility and capacity in terms of labor power? What if we approach care as an event? I am interested in the horizon of debility because the history of philosophy has been defined by capacity as the method for distinguishing what humans can do and what humans desire to be. How much of this is that we are often cheek to cheek in acts of care, head on shoulder? Should reasons for being this close be intimate ones?
Score for before. Think about the evening during the day. Text about when and where. Be there when and where. Is it boring to plan? Sometimes I want to just look back over a long day with you, though. Fall back through the morning now that we got up in here and, you know, just get it in. Fuck the fear, the FOMO, FEMA, all the blockades and even the books sometimes. All the books I want to write with you. All the ones you already wrote inside me that I just want to fold up in. Hoard them all in this bad debt that I really only owe you. Practice having and fuck having a practice. What is the capacity of debility in terms of labor power? There is death now or later, and everything before that later is called life. We are in that thing with you for as long as you are in it. And when you're on the other side, in that involution, we will be here without you. But you will still know us there, precisely because there is made of a thousand heres, folding and flooding everywhere. You don't owe me shit, both because I haven't done a thing for you, and also because when I do, I want you to really take it, like I'm taking you now. And by take, I mean give and give. The problem is, I don't want to give up. And I really don't want you to either. I'll give down all I got for you. But you should know now that what I want with you is in the perimeter, in the mitredis of the surround, an enclosed sound conducted through and by a common body. Private publics where objects touch and subjects don't see shit. Some kind of occultation that catches touch, the way light catches on felt that no one is ever gonna feel. The sound of one hand clapping is a sight, but you know that. I learned that with you, and that sight is also a sleight of hand. I want to slip through narrow passage with you, decide who goes first, and then ask what first is and who's on it.
What is perfect timing, and does it ever age? When is a plan not for or against contingency, but with it and up in it, against it? It is not contingency or even death that we rage against. Our social life communicates with and to the dead, through the not dead yet, the still life beyond, the vanities of care without end in the vein of the here and living. Mainlining the good stuff, stiff or limp or used up, used down, handed down and reproduced, in the lineage of flight and rooting for the home team, starting from the bottom, staying bottom, and totally bottoming out. In the bottomed out, cooped up and run down, running in place, falling in love, toy soldiers with this weapon, what is it to share, where resource can't get stolen because we stole this fire from above, this fire next time. We keep this weapon under one another and with each other, a sword against the overlord, us seers with eyes shut, stuttering and planning around those who plan against the contingency that will always be our shared work.
We are here living beyond our means, some of us at the ends of what others may even mean by living, planning out our nights each day, episodically broken, stanza but not standing corrected. We go deep into the daily, in correctional facilities against the facility of correction. We lay down wrong and easy, nice and rough, strophic plot twists that render us things among love in this everyday performance against architecture. This performance every day of an architecture. Here we double down, our division only multiplying the favor for each other we feel. We feel through each other, through every other feel, communizing even the liens of reproduction in our daily care or how we get around. A risk, a gamble, a sure thing that doesn't wait to be corrected. Is it boring to plan?
Score for folding noon to midnight. Bow your head forward. Look at your lap. If the person doesn't notice your position as a gesture of what you want to do next, say, hey, can you take my shirt off, please? Once you're positioned facing one another, put your head very close to your partner's stomach, placing your hands on your thighs to keep yourself upright. Feel your stomach tighten as you continue to work to keep yourself stable against the motion and pull of fabric over your head. Give yourself a challenge. Wear a turtleneck. With the opening of the shirt over your head and resting as a droop at your neck, have your partner pull the bottom of the shirt resting at your shoulder past your left arm. Your left arm leaves the sleeve. This helps the right sleeve to pull down too. Your right arm is free. Your shirt is now on your lap. I really wonder what the perimeter of that participatory artwork was like, the one where everyone had to lie down and participate, or sit on the floor, the one where everyone had to stand up and do an exercise and get their blood moving. What was it like in the first part, outside the frame, against the archive, like the lovers who came in together already not in need of the fascism of forced intimacy, or saying cheese to terror? The olds and the crip crews, the solo operators, the operative solo that can't get down or rather gets down in other ways to other music, the too rowdy and the grumpy, the shy and the shining, all the weirdos that surround that puppy pile of happy participants in the middle. What arrangements might we make deranged? Can stasis cross a stadium? What are the grounds for crossing figures, X's, O's, antagonisms on a field? These figure ground relations waiting for their day in the sun, for the sun at high noon, for somebody to show down or stand up and represent, be somebody.
I want to be nobody with you, writing all the vanities ablaze. This is representation. We killed a rabbit to cover your face. In covering your face, we kill all the rabbits. But we only hide you. It is up to us to find a way to occlude the action of hiding and hooding. Behind you is a field of every rabbit wrapping your insides. Do you see it? It sees you. You know full well you are only a rabbit hole. We are both holes touching. Our rims are talismans to new bunnies. Our rims spill entire worlds. Here the event and the advent are repeated daily. And one day here is like 1,000 generations of rabbits reproducing in your world. We are our own world. Before this, there were other rules, other wolves and other skins, snakes with legs. The other rules were as follows. One, we are children. Two, we are not an escape, but we are always running. Three, there is no we, but we don't know that. Four, there is a constant hum that holds us. Five, one of these rules is not true. Six, truth has no value. Seven, holes are extensions in time. Eight, there are children here. Nine, men are always there. 10, the shadow of us passes over there from very far away.
On figure ground relations, it is a mistake to think the darkest hour is just before dawn. The darkest hour is the midpoint of dusk and dawn. Dawn shows things rendered stale, but it is not itself new at all. It and everything in it is very old.
Close your eyes, give me your hand, darling. Here is resolution. Eternal youth is the oldest promise. It will take care of us later. Do not try to take back the night. The night belongs to lovers. It will take you if you're lucky. Talk to me when we are sleeping. Remember when we couldn't kiss, when we defined our mouths as always elsewhere and our lips as always open. Let all our limits be this sweet in their seal, lest the backs of our heads close our faces forever. These things appear close, as apparition even. Clarity does not equal resolution. Youth is a field on fire. Questions of futurity are questions of resolution. They came before law, just as the earth is a precondition for sex. We never ask the bed for consent. The bed asks us for everything. We are sleeping now, even as we talk. We only talk in our sleep. The places of sleep and talking are inside out. They lay together like socks inside their doubles and drawers. Sleep is always reproductive, but talk makes men. Ecce homo, why are we so wise? Why am I so fresh and clean?
Have we lost one another's mind?
We are arrivals waiting in turnstiles, waiting for you, waiting with you, for us. Welcome. Credo, you cannot, need not finance this escapade, this esperanzo, this showdown, hold down, hold in town down, round this event horizon. Chorizo and beans don't burn in the kitchen. What we store here is milk, dear General Hawk Swanson. My breath and my brethren, you've gathered here today and gone tomorrow. This is where your teacher is, and you are where he goes. In you will be holes, and you will be the space of everything before you that tethered us like ropes to tile. Silhouette, violins and violence, all that inorganic shit. Broken benzene rings, covalences over windows between worlds. Ecce homo, et si tuivio. The species being done when wet the riverbed. Swallow me whole 40 days clear of choking on the testicles of Kronos, of Uranus, of all of us most of all, of us stored up online for a government cheese block to slice up and melt. We're proud of that relation. We are solvent and contagious. Touch me, baby. Give me what you got. Drive me wild in that shallow ass fallout shelter, because I know nobody else lives here.
minister, so just like you did before.
I think that's easy.
Yeah, it's easy, but something's hard about it, but I'm not sure what.
I feel like some people just don't want their legs crossed. Like, it's not about anything. It's just
but
they
then
want
you
to
step
cross
up.
Legs.
Yeah.
No, like, he wanted to be in the circle, but he just didn't want his legs crossed. Is that not cool to him?
Well, then, okay, so if we do it the way we did it before, right, if someone doesn't want their legs crossed, they still have to ask if they're sitting next to them.
Yeah, you just got to keep going.
So
oh.
They just have to keep going.
Yeah, okay, so he
stop,
said no.
Stop the pattern.
Yeah, so the pattern goes.
To ask Pragya.
Can you uncross your legs?
Yeah.
You want to do it with words?
Yeah.
Would that be easier? Is the problem that there's no words?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's have words. All right, so let's start with Tyreek, and then we'll go to Marcus, and then around.
Okay. Do you want your legs crossed?
Sure.
Okay. Not this time. How?
Left ankle over right.
Which left? Happy?
Yes. Do you want to uncross your legs? You're
good? Okay. Yeah, what's your question?
Oh, always.
How would you like it?
I want this leg over that one.
Oh my god, so heavy.
Okay. I'm going to bring you up this. How do you want your legs crossed?
My left over my right. This is my left. Sorry. That hurt. It
came
more gentle.
Sorry.
Did you like your legs crossed?
I'm sure.
Which one?
My right over my left.
Okay.
Do you want your legs crossed?
Yeah.
Okay. Can I just cross your legs?
Sure.
Bend over black.
Bend over black.
Do you want your legs crossed?
Yeah.
Which one?
Left over right.
Damn, that's hard.
Why?
Because left over right.
Right over left.
It's still hard. It's still hard. So can you cross by yourself?
Okay. Do you want me to cross your legs?
Okay.
This one over this one.
Okay.
Do you want me to cross your legs?
Yeah.
How? Okay.
Do you want me to cross your legs?
Yeah. What'd you say?
How do you want me to cross your legs?
However you want.
Can you like be more gentle, please?
Yeah.
One more time.
Oh no, you're good now.
Please.
No.
Please.
Do you want me to cross your leg?
Sure.
How do you want me to cross them?
Right over left.
Okay, I got you.
Can you cross my leg?
Alright, straighten this leg.
Yeah, that's me.
Are you good?
No,
I'm not.
What's wrong?
Move this a little bit.
Make it open.
Do I have to keep my legs crossed?
Yeah.
Alright.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks.
I guess so, yeah.
Have one.
Okay. I'm kind of interested in trying something. I don't know if anybody wants to do it. But I was just like looking over at these chairs and wondering if somebody could lay across them.
Me, I'll do it.
Okay, go like this.
Wait, now?
Yeah, just lay across. I just want to see like how easy
okay,
it is.
Okay, so we'd like to open this score
as if it's a bed
that we made between the two of us. And then we actually do a lot with others, a lot of others at other times. And we'd like to do it with all of you. Like together, each one of you with one another. But obviously not everyone needs to try this. So the first thing we want to make clear is that this should happen only between those who actually want it to happen. We'd like you to talk to each other, your closest neighbor, whatever that might be, and slow down the score for crossing each other's legs. We're hoping that each person will ask that person next to them if they'd like their legs crossed. And then, if and only if they say yes.
Wait, we're carrying him on the chair.
You two should negotiate how to make that action happen. I want to stress again that we, Park and I, don't think this is a light request, but rather one that opens up questions of touch, consent, communication, in coordination, strangeness, and familiarity. And instead of glossing over these bodily differences of experience, we want to slow them down, highlight the social lateral relations of consent against consent's juridical or legal ones, and work through the divergent distributions of consent in these overlapping one-to-ones. So if you're into it, talk to your neighbors, figure out how to do it between yourselves, and then either do it or don't, and then ask your neighbor and repeat it down the line or row. And by neighbors, we will let you determine your own proximities, so it doesn't necessarily need to be who's sitting or not sitting directly beside you. Raina will help facilitate.
Hi, so I'm Raina, and this is Agnieszka and Jason and Amal, and we're going to be facilitating this score, and by that we just mean we're going to be bearing witness, supporting and helping your participation and how you want to be involved in this score. And just like Tina said, participation could mean listening, participation could mean reflecting, participation could mean touching or wanting to be touched. It could also mean leaving, and it could also mean not leaving if you want to listen.
Or staying and being mad.
Exactly, staying and being mad. And then after, there's going to be time to reflect on your neighbor, with your neighbor, or gossip with your neighbor, or be mad with your neighbor about what came up for you, how you experienced it. And then after that, there's going to be a little bit of time in a bigger group, kind of the whole audience, to talk a little bit about your experience. And so Jason and Agnieszka and Amal and I are just going to be going around to support your participation and self-determination in this score. And so we can start now.
Do you want your legs crossed? My version of that is like just like touching the part where the person's gonna move. Like, oh, we'll do it together.
meeting with me for that.
What?
String of speech. Sculpture.
Can't speak language. pregnant.
So I think in this moment, we're gonna ask for people to share what came up for you during the score. One of the things, just to model that came up for me is just like the negotiation of touch and the ways that the history of negotiation has stayed in my body. And so just that's like an example of something that came up for me. One of the practices that we want to support during the sharing is like speaking from your own experience, being just mindful about how much space you're taking up. We want to create space for everyone to share. So yeah, if you could speak from your own experience and just be mindful of your own participation. If you're used to like participating more, this might be a time to do more listening or other forms of participation. So we're gonna move the mics around for any kinds of reflection that you would like to offer to the space. Also, yeah.
Being in the middle, the rules were slightly less well-defined, so we had to make some decisions, each of us, about how we were going to interpret the opportunity that had been given to us. I came over to Ed here. I didn't know him before. Now we are, I would say, friends. And we both shared in that first moment of what we were going to do, whether we were going to approach somebody in the space around, or somebody along from us, a microcosm of the kind of feelings and anxieties and neuroses you have in dealing with everybody around you every day in terms of the signifiers of their relationship with you as a stranger, in terms of their position to you as defined by society, and whether it would be appropriate to approach people how they would interpret your approaching them and selecting them from, like, when you have somebody sitting next to you, it's very obvious who you, it's predetermined, so there's no, they can't read anything into you asking them, but when you have to pick someone out and approach them, that becomes a thing then, that they're like, well, why did you select me? It's a kind of silly, but still a neurosis that you have to overcome and something that makes you feel uncomfortable. I think we're both kind of relieved that we took the initiative and sorted it out amongst ourselves. Do you want to say anything about
that? I think you covered it pretty.
Hello, yeah. Is this on? Yeah. What struck me was I never had to think about asking anybody to move my leg, and it reminded me of my father. Also, now, the more I was waiting to speak, the more my father came into my mind, who had motor neuron disease, and he was an ex-football player. And so, yeah, to help with my father a little bit. And so, also, when Paul, who I do know, so maybe that sense of asking a stranger's touch, like what you started off to say, you know, that was overridden, so it was almost like more of a cerebral thought, and then like that I'm getting, or for memories. And also, when Paul was moving my leg, after I'd pondered what I actually wanted, because no one had asked me that before, I didn't know how to get comfortable, and I didn't want to overburden Paul in this small space, arching his back, waiting for minutes while I decided what was actually comfortable or not. So there were a few little things that passed across my mind, yeah. And thanks a lot for the score.
I'm struck by the couple of things that have been said so far about neuroticisms, about social interaction, and then worrying if we're overburdening people. I wonder if there's anybody who's not British in the audience, because it strikes me that very kind of British thing, both of those things, to feel kind of very apologetic about our interactions with one another. I wonder if there's a response from somebody who's not British.
I was actually also just thinking about, like, because I have a friend from Sheffield who, like, he would just hate this so much. But then I'm also thinking, like, am I the only person with a penis who's ever gotten a hand job in a nightclub before, who that, like, where this is a big deal? Or, like, how is this a big deal? Is kind of how I was thinking of for myself, too. So, like, that kind of range of reactions, I guess. That's, and I'm not British, so, you know, there you go. That's how I'm speaking on behalf of all Americans with penises. That's how we would respond to that.
Thanks. I am British, but that just raised a question in my mind. I was really comfortable with this exercise because I work in care and I'm often moving people's body parts around. And I wondered, but I do hear what Ed was saying about, you know, understanding it as part of sort of certainly a British sort of stereotype. And I think a lot of us think there's a fair bit of truth in that. And I just wondered what that says about the place of care in British society.
I think that for us it was more to respect each other, like to give time. We asked a lot, are you ready now, like to meet, for me to talk to you? Like even we are close friends, I felt the need to ask her, like, are you sure, do you want me to talk to you? Maybe it's not the time, maybe you want to wait.
I've been working in care for about 4 years now, and I think what was prompted for me was how often I ask somebody if they want to be touched, but I forget sometimes to ask how they want to be touched, having worked with them for many, many years. And I think that's something I can take forward from this, is to remind myself to ask how somebody wants to be touched.
Thank you. Well, I like this because I like people doing things to my body for me. But when you moved my foot, it was slightly uncomfortable. And I felt a bit bad asking you to do it differently because you'd just done a nice thing to me. And it made me think, if I was reliant on, you know, when somebody does something nice to you, but they get it a little bit wrong, that's quite awkward. And you feel kind of in their debt. And if I was very dependent on someone a lot of the time, you'd really have to have a clear line of communication.
I think there's time for one more, maybe, if anyone else wants to participate by talking.
Thanks. I just found it hard to give language to like more specific needs, like the crossing of a leg is like an arbitrary thing, but it entails so many feelings and like different ways that you could actually end up sitting if you've just crossed your leg. And giving language to a position that I was in comfortably was really hard to do.
I think we're going to give it back to Tina and Park now. Thank you for sharing.
Park, do you thanks. Have
any? No, just thanks for coming, and thanks for all the feedback. I just learned a lot from that. That was really nice.
Yeah, me too. Like, for real.
I was like, in America, we just don't care about being burdens. We're just burdens to everybody. So. We don't feel guilt about that. No, it was great. It was funny. Tina and I were like prepping for this, and we're like, there's still no like easy or non-awkward way to transition from the reading part to this question about participation. And I think that is telling that there's not really an easy way to do that. So thanks for being part of this not easy thing.
Yeah, so we'll stick around if you want to talk to us in a not mic'd, like less formal kind of way. And we can talk about anything, but you know, whatever comes up. But you know, thanks for coming.
And thanks, Erica.
Yeah, thanks, Erica.
Thanks, Yvonne, and thanks, Andrew, also for interpreting the event.